This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We're taking calls 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I'm on USA Radio Network as well as Newsmax TV. 60 million homes across the country on DirecTV, Dish TV, cable networks around the country, including starting in a couple of days. Starting on Monday, we'll have Comcast Xfinity in many cases with us, and many more Comcast homes will join us in early 2019. Biggest news of the day. Well, there's lots of big news of the day. First of all, I'm constantly railing about what a disaster the liberal economic model is. Here's a good example of it. Second biggest business in California is moving its headquarters from San Francisco to Texas. What a surprise. Everyone in America should move their business to Texas. Recent reports have indicated that McKesson Corp., the sixth largest Fortune 500 company and the second biggest business in all of California, may well be preparing to move its headquarters from San Francisco to Texas. Companies already sold its San Francisco headquarters building. In California, only Apple is larger than McKesson. McKesson employs over 75,000 people. In recent years, State Farm has been moving because most of its extensive California bureaucracy out of the Golden State. And the press has never noticed any of this because they don't want to tell you. They don't want to tell you that it makes sense to move to a low-tax, zero-tax state like Texas or Florida, or I used to think Nevada. I don't know how much longer we're going to be a low-tax state, but I don't think they could mess with our zero state income tax for a long time because you got to undo the constitution of the state of Nevada. But the fact is, we win. Our system of economic growth wins. The most jobs, the most bountiful, prosperous, economic situation, the most people moving into the state is always in states with zero income tax, like Texas, Florida, Tennessee, my home state of Nevada, Wyoming. Those are zero tax states, and they are all leading the nation in job growth, small business creation, and a thousand other things. Jewish students at Columbia University outraged and distressed by anti-Semitic graffiti on campus. Very important, I thought I should read this to you, because A, I'm Jewish, and I feel the pain. And B, I went to Columbia University. And C, Columbia is the most liberal college in America, even more liberal, or certainly tied with Cal Berkeley. Maybe no one's more liberal than Cal Berkeley. But right up there with Cal Berkeley and any Ivy League school. And this is what liberalism leads to. Hatred for Israel, hatred for Jews. I've seen it again and again and again. Just like when I went to Columbia, all the students were white and liberal. I mean, in the days when I went, now it's much higher percentage of minority. But when I went, they were all white liberals, and they all hated white people. White liberals who hated themselves, self-hating white liberals, talked all day long about what terrible people white people are, and they talked about white privilege, because they were white and privileged. I was the son of a butcher, a blue-collar kid with nothing, who made it into Columbia, but all my classmates were little, rich, spoiled brat, lucky sperm club members. They just got dropped down the right chimney. So they were privileged. Of course, they talked about white privilege, but 99% of white people have no privilege. The ones who go to Columbia and Harvard and schools like that, some of them do, many of them do, but that's the 1% of America. The reality is, because you're white, you get nothing in this world. You get something because your parents are rich and you become a spoiled brat. Okay, don't try and make it like all white people get that. So Columbia, I met all these white kids who hated white people, and I met all these Jewish kids who were campaigning for Palestine and sit down with Israel. It's a mental illness. Don't you understand that? It's self-hatred. Who in their right mind hates themselves? It's crazy. I just don't understand it. Well, anyway, Jewish students at Columbia University distressed by anti-Semitic graffiti on campus. The vandalism on Wednesday of a Columbia University teacher's college professor's office with anti-Semitic graffiti has left Jewish students on campus outraged, distressed, and on edge. That's funny because when I was there, all the Jewish liberals were pretty anti-Semitic themselves. Jewish students and professionals on campus are outraged that Brian Cohen, executive director of Columbia Barnard Hillel, that's the Jewish organization on campus, the students with whom my colleagues and I spoke to today are on edge and angry, but they are determined to continue to live vibrant, engaged Jewish lives on campus. Now, Hillel is pretty religious, and most Jews that I've met in my life that are religious Jews, that wear a yarmulke, that are Orthodox, are very conservative Republican. But 99% of Jews are Reformed, and Reformed Jews are very liberal politically and very often are on the side of Palestine, not Israel. So it's a different group of Jews we're talking about here. But in any case, the Jewish professor targeted in the attack, Elizabeth Midlarsky, told the campus newspaper she was in shock following the incident. Her office was covered with swastikas and anti-Semitic slurs. She teaches psychology and education, has written widely on the topic of the Holocaust. Can you imagine how sickening, if you write about the Holocaust, if you spend your life studying the Holocaust, and then you show up and someone has painted swastikas on your door, it's like the Holocaust has come to life again. There are people who want to put Jews again inside a prison camp, inside a concentration camp, inside a gas shower. Can you imagine? I stopped for a moment, she said, because I couldn't believe what I was seeing. But I'm just telling you, it's liberalism that leads to this. In every single case, you look at the two new Muslim congresspeople, one, I believe, from Minnesota, one from Michigan, and you look at their backgrounds and their hatred for Jews, their hatred for Israel, their love of Sharia law is alarming. It is dangerous. It is frightening. It is alarming to think of that. And Donald Trump, who is protecting Americans, not just Jews, but Christians, from an onslaught of refugees around the world who, if they had their way, and George Soros had their way, and liberals had their way, and open borders advocates had their way, many of them would come in and they would be diametrically opposed to everything we believe in, diametrically opposed to Judeo-Christian values, and they'd want to kill Jews and hurt Jews. And Trump is protecting us with extreme vetting, trying to build a wall, trying to protect the border, trying to close open borders, trying to stop chain migration, trying to stop what Obama did, bringing 1 million Muslims legally, not illegally over the border in the open border, legally bringing 1 million Muslims in his 8 years who could potentially, some are very nice people. You know, I sound like Trump. Some are nice people, but some have very evil thoughts. And I don't want to let anyone in unless we extreme vet them. That's a very reasonable way to look at it. I don't want to stop anyone from coming in because they're Muslim. I want them to be extreme vetted. I want to look at their lives. I want to look at the records that their government keeps for them. I want to look at their social media history. And if there is a history or a sign of violent intent towards Jews or Christians or a belief in Sharia law, they cannot come into our country. It's as simple as that. That's a very reasonable belief. But liberals don't believe that. They want to let everybody in. And it is scary. All right. It's amazing how the government is arrayed against Trump, the D.C. swamp, the deep state. Rosenstein's office was informed of the Michael Cohen deal before the acting attorney general of the United States, Matthew Whitaker. Now, you tell me what's going on. Is Trump running the country? Well, he's running the country, but is he running the government? No, it sounds to me like Trump is president, but the government is running without him. The government is running against him. The government is running in spite of him, however you'd like to put it. Michael Cohen pleads guilty in the Russian probe, pleads guilty to lying to Congress, and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's office was notified of the plea deal 2 days before Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker received the same information. Folks, I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless. That can't go on in the United States of America. Who's running the government? How could the head of the Justice Department, the Attorney General, not know about a plea deal involving a lawyer for the president? It's amazing. But, of course, Whitaker's close to the president. The Acting Attorney General, to the dismay of Democrats who claim former conservative activists with a history of slamming Robert Mueller's Russian probe is compromised, assumed oversight of the inquiry when he took over after ousting Jeff Sessions, yet they left him out of it and did not inform him. That's amazing. A source close to President Trump confirmed that they were informed on Wednesday evening. How could Rosenstein be informed before the President of the United States and the Acting Attorney General of the United States? More proof that the deep state and the D.C. swamp is out to get us all. 16 FBI agents raid the home of Clinton Foundation Uranium One whistleblower. So in other words, someone who wants to put Hillary in prison, she or he was raided. I'll find out if it's a she or he in a minute, I guess. But they raided their home with 16 FBI agents, I'm sure with guns drawn. Clinton Foundation pay to play and the Uranium One scandal, it appears these are the two reasons why Robert Mueller was chosen to run offense and defense with the Trump-Russia collusion leaks. Right, he's in the middle of it all. He is protecting the criminals because he's part of the criminal conspiracy cabal. On the morning of November 19th, 16 FBI agents raided the Maryland home of a DOJ whistleblower who was in possession of Clinton Foundation and Uranium One documents. The whistleblower came across the devastating documents while he was working for an FBI contractor. The Daily Caller exclusively reported the whistleblower, Dennis Nathan Kane, had given these documents to Inspector General Horowitz and both House and Senate Intel Committees. Over a dozen FBI agents rifled through Dennis Nathan Kane's home for over 6 hours, even though he'd already given the documents to the proper investigative channels, according to his lawyer. I mean, folks, this is beyond the pale. Who is running the United States? Who is running the DOJ? Who is running the FBI? Isn't it supposed to be Donald Trump? And isn't it supposed to be the people he's appointed? And they're going after Donald Trump's friends. They're going after whistleblowers who want to take down Hillary. The whole thing is insane. I couldn't make this up, but I was writing a Hollywood screenplay. Trump's a president, and the entire government is anti-Trump. And the entire government is pro-Hillary, pro-Obama. And they're all covering up for the crimes of Hillary and Obama. And the heads of the FBI. And the heads of the DOJ. And they're going to get away scot-free. And the heads of the IRS. Like the IRS officials who prosecuted yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. They should all be in prison for many, many years. For crimes against the American people. Violating the Constitution and violating my rights. Political persecution. Targeted political persecution against Wayne Root. And nobody went to prison. And these people are now going after whistleblowers who have proof that Hillary's dirty and gave away a fifth of our uranium to Russia? We'll be right back. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Landis Tax Group. When the IRS came after me, guess who came to my rescue? The cavalry. The Landis Tax Group, Sam Landis, the greatest tax lawyer in this country, came to my rescue. And if he could beat back the entire IRS, the entire U.S. government on my behalf, not once but twice in a four-year period, can you imagine what he could do for you if you don't have the whole U.S. government after you and the President of the United States after you? Landis Tax Group is amazing. And they did it for me for very small money. And anybody else would have charged me hundreds of thousands of dollars and I'd be bankrupt now. And that's what the IRS and the liberal left counted on. But Sam Landis said, nah, I'm a big fan of yours. I'm going to charge you pennies on the dollar. And so it didn't cost me that much. And the result of that is I'd spent a lot before I met Sam Landis. And I spent a lot on accounting and on the first lawyer. But once I met Sam, it didn't cost me that much. And that was amazing. And so Sam saved my life. And twice I walked away unscathed, didn't owe a penny to the IRS. He did such a great job. And I begged him if he could figure out a way to do the same thing for the average person. And so his firm has developed a program that can solve most tax problems for a monthly fee of only $190 a month. That's it. And he does it quick. You'll have a free consultation where you'll find out how quick he can solve your problem. It might take 1 month, might take two, might take three, might take six. Times $190 and boom, he solves your problem. Call 1-800 We help you. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU is the easy way to remember it. The letter U, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS without Sam Landis. But it's numerically 1-800-934-3578. 1-800-934-3578. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, or go to the website, WeHelpYou.com. We help you, the letter U.com. Don't be an underdog. Let Sam Landis fight the IRS for you. All right, we'll take some calls throughout the entire rest of the show. We've got Jerry from Georgia on line one. Jerry, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
His name is Johnny.
Oh, Johnny. I'm sorry. I'm getting short-sighted here. Johnny.
Okay, Wayne.
Johnny from Georgia. How are you, man?
I'm doing fine. I've called you a lot of times. I don't know if you remember me or not.
I do. And by the way, I just so you know, I look at a screen with calls, and I mixed up Johnny from Georgia with Jerry from Vegas. I've got a Jerry and a Johnny on the line. So, Johnny from Georgia, welcome to the show again. Repeat caller, thank you for listening, Johnny, and for watching and for calling in. Welcome to the show.
Thank
what's
you,
on your mind?
I want to ask a question, and I'll get off. I'm going to talk fast. First of all, I want to say I do love Jews. I love all of them. And Netanyahu is one of the greatest men that ever lived.
He is.
Now, this is my question. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm listening to every word, John.
I'm sorry, I lost you. All right. Cohen testified before Congress when he was still loyal to Trump.
Right.
That he did not have any more communication with Russia after June. However, Trump may have told him around June that he wasn't interested in the project, but Cohen stood to make a lot of money if he could get the project through.
Right.
I don't think that he lied to mislead Congress. I think that he told a little white lie to keep them alienating Donald Trump because he was still working for it. And I don't think Trump had anything to do with it.
Yeah, it could very well be true. And I think it's also possible that he never told a lie, but merely copped a plea that he told a lie so that he will not get life in prison or 20, 30 years in prison. He's got a crazy prosecutor who's got all the powers in the world, like the dictator of America, Robert Mueller, telling him, I'll put you in jail for 40 years. You'll never see your kids and your family again. So he'll say whatever Mueller wants him to say. So he'll plead guilty to anything so he only gets 1 year in jail. You know?
Well,
so you don't even know.
And you can't blame him for that because the man's
right.
got a family. I don't think that he intended to do any wrong. I really don't.
Right.
I think he told a little white lie so he could protect his relationship with Donald Trump because he was still working for Donald Trump.
Right. And by the way,
I think he did.
90%.
And I'm going to say this and I'll hush.
All right, go ahead.
I think if America better wake up. God hope that I don't live to see it. I'm 72 years old and I probably won't live to see it, but I hope my grandchildren don't. But if they don't wake up now, it's going to come down to a ballot by the bullet.
Let's hope that never happens. I'm not rooting for that one, believe me. But the left is, that's the irony, Johnny, the left wants civil war. That's very clear. That's very clear. And I was going to say to you about Michael Cohen. 90% of what they got him on, 90% is stuff that has nothing to do with Trump. It's taxi medallions. He was involved in the taxi medallion business in New York City. And so Cohen's a creep and a criminal and a tax cheat. Same thing with Manafort. It's got nothing to do with Trump. What they did, if you're going to put a microscope on their lives and find something wrong, and you're somehow attributing it to Trump, if you put a microscope on every Democrat in Congress, you'd find nothing but crime. Crime, crime, crime. Start with voter fraud, by the way. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio, Newsmax TV. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. @RealWayneRoot. RootForAmerica.com is the website. We'll be right back with more calls, 833-WAR-TALK.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
A massive 7.0 earthquake strikes in Alaska. For an update, we go to Steve Strait, USA Radio News affiliate at KEDI in Anchorage.
Many Anchorage businesses have sent their employees home to deal with their own property. Reports of water damage, water main damage, roads cracked open in many parts of Anchorage. Significant damage to bridge infrastructure in and into and out of Anchorage. This town is pretty much shut down for the day. This will take years to rebuild.
The information of 500 million people has been reportedly compromised after hackers accessed Marriott Starwood guest reservation database. The hotel group runs more than 6,700 properties around the world. An investigation by the chain revealed that hackers made their way into the system on or before September 10th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Broadcast.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network. Live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, don't you love all these NFL players? They deal. It's so important to point out the prejudice of America, the repression by police officers, the flag. Let's kneel against the flag. Let's spit on the flag. The flag means nothing. We hate America. Chiefs Kareem Hunt, who led the NFL in rushing last year, there's a video of him attacking and kicking a woman in a hotel hallway. And I mean, as vicious as when Ray Rice knocked his girlfriend out. And this was from February of last year, 2 weeks after the Super Bowl. And the NFL knew about this video and did nothing. He's been playing the entire year. And the NFL thinks they're holier than thou. And the commissioner of the NFL... Roger Goodell, he lets players kneel, and he also doesn't think it's a big deal. They beat the absolute living daylights out of their girlfriends. That is amazing. At the time of the incident, a woman told police the whole thing started because Kareem kicked her out of his room after she refused to hook up with one of the men in his entourage. He wanted to use her as a prostitute. However, Hunt's entourage claims the woman became irate when asked to leave the hotel room and then called the Chiefs running back the N-word. Interesting. And they did absolutely nothing about it. Here's what he did to her. He turns a corner, he confronts the woman, shoving her hard. The woman strikes him back in the face, and that's when Hunt goes berserk. As friends try to hold him back, the man who led a 2017 Pro Bowler, led the league in rushing yards, explodes and knocks one of his friends into the woman, who both go flying into a wall. His male friend and the woman appear dazed, but Kareem makes his way over to the woman and kicks her while she's crouching on the ground, knocking her over. Folks, you know what that is? That's not just a beating. That's attempted murder. You don't ever play another down for the rest of your life in the NFL. But the NFL saw that video and didn't suspend him for life, let alone suspend him for 2 years, let alone suspend him for a year? Are you kidding me? Bizarre. But not bizarre, because the head of the NFL, Roger Goodell, that's what I call him, Roger Goodell, is a liberal fool. And just has ruined the NFL and ruined fans' appreciation of the NFL. So many of us are male and Donald Trump fans and former football players. I was a football player in high school and was recruited to play football college, but did not. But was a player in high school and throughout college casually and loved the game of football. But you're killing it for us when we see things like that, killing it. And these are the guys who kneel for the anthem. They're just so concerned about civil rights and black rights. You should be concerned about not beating women, not beating your girlfriend, not prostituting your girlfriend, not beating your best friend when he goes to her defense. That's called assault. That's called attempted murder. Very scary. I don't think we should be getting advice from NFL football players about politics. Let's take Reese in Long Island on line one. Reese, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. I'm a Gold Star son. I lost my brother when I was 7 years old. So I've
very been sorry to hear it.
Watching a lot of the History Channels and the mutination of the Jewish people and a lot of the black African Americans being slaughtered and stuff like that, and it even continues to this day of now they're blaming the white male where there's actually females that are attacking the husbands and stuff like that, but that's not reported. Back in the day when my wife was beaten, the police went ahead and said, you probably deserved it. And it's like, really? I'm glad I married you to get you away from that stuff there with two little boys, and now they're in the military, and it just keeps going on and on.
But tell me where you're going with this, Reese. I'm a little confused. So what's your point? Where are you headed?
Well, we have a lot of racist stuff that everybody is bringing up, and it's not legit to today's society because they don't even know anybody who's been being in that situation or anything like that. But I can say that it's we the people should be judging them. There's 50 states, so there should be 50 different voters from the United States. United States and putting a stop to all this.
You know, Reese, I'm not sure where you're going. I'm going to dump the call because I have no idea where you're going. I'm just lost. I'm not sure who they is. I'm not sure who you think the enemy is. I'm not sure where 50 states are supposed to be voting. I'm very confused by that last call. He's probably a great guy, and he's probably on my side, but that wasn't a well-articulated phone call. Is anybody out there have any idea where that was headed? I don't. Let's take Lonnie on line two from Colorado. Lonnie, you're on with Wayne Root. Please tell me you've got an articulate argument for me today.
I certainly hope so, and keep up the good work, by the way.
Thank you.
All these earthquakes and volcanoes going off and the increase of them and the bigger the magnitude, it's a result from taking the oil and gas out of the Earth's crust. The oil and gas pockets work like an automatic refrigeration unit. As it heats up, the oil starts to distill, then the gas becomes a cold liquid and falls to the bottom of the pocket, cooling things down. Wilhelm Reich worked for Hitler before World War II. He was hired with other scientists how to get rid of scrap grant from the underground bases. And what he did was he built a big pressure chamber with 4 inches of bulletproof glass so he could watch the granite under pressure. And as the pressure increased, it got to a certain zone, a black liquid dropped out. When it went beyond that pressure and temperature zone, it stopped. As they started to equalize the pressure again, they got in that one zone, and that liquid started dropping out again. When they equalized the pressure, that ended up, and they tested that black liquid, it ended up being high-grade crude.
Let me get to your point again, Lonnie, because we got people tonight that are waiting in line, lots of callers. I got to get everyone to keep it tight and quick. You're making the point that you think fracking is causing earthquakes? Is that where you're headed with this?
Not just the fracking, taking oil and gas out.
But you got no choice. We need oil and gas to live. You got to take oil and gas out of the ground. You got to drill offshore and onshore. What choice do you have, Lonnie?
There's a lot of energy devices that's been suppressed by the government over the years. There's been electromagnetic motors that's been suppressed that were over unity, not perpetual motion, but over unity.
Well, I get it. I've seen the stories. I get it. But I'm just telling you, Lonnie, the cheapest form of fuel in the world is fossil fuel. It's oil, and it's clean coal, and it's what keeps our electric bills relatively decent for a middle-class life in America. And if you start worrying about you can't get oil out of the ground, and you're going to worry about wind and biofuels and solar energy, you're going to have a $2,000 electric bill instead of a $100 one. So it's kind of inconvenient. I know it's Al Gore kind of word, but it's kind of inconvenient to worry about where we're getting the oil from in the ground. I think you should worry about how cheap our bills are. Fossil fuels are what fuel, excuse the pun, a middle class, high standard of life in the United States. There's just no choice. Let's go on and grab a call from Jerry in Las Vegas. Jerry, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you tonight?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Wayne. How are you?
Good, good. What's on your mind, Jerry?
Hey, You said it about football. That's our friend, Go to Hell Goodell.
Yeah.
Hey, the reason I called, seriously, I live in Mendon, Nevada, and I gave tons of money to Adam Laxalt and our senator, and I thought Tarkanian was going to be our senator. And I went to a rally in Gardnerville, Nevada, and I met Tarkanian, and Dean Heller was there, and Dean Heller showed me nothing. I couldn't believe it. He's a know-nothing, do-nothing. But I advertised for him. I went all over Mendon and advertising for him. And Adam Laxalt, I thought he was going to be hands-down governor. But our Sandoval just let me down bad because he didn't even one iota back Adam Laxalt for our governor. I was so depressed.
Yeah, but listen, all right, so first of all, Jerry's calling us away. Jerry, I just want to make sure everybody knows you're calling us from rural Nevada. We're on national TV and national radio, so some people might not understand some of the names you're alluding to. Danny Tarkanian ran for United States Congress, good friend of mine. Adam Laxalt ran for governor of Nevada. I fought hard for him. Dean Heller ran for U.S. Senate. I couldn't stand him, but I held my nose, and I've worked hard for him. And they all let us down. I mean, these guys let us down. Tarkanian didn't. He worked very hard. But the other two completely let us down. And Brian Sandoval was the former governor of Nevada. Technically, he's still governor right now, but that'll just last another month. He's the outgoing incumbent governor of Nevada, and he didn't endorse our Republican candidate, Adam Laxalt. But Adam did plenty of bad things to himself. He never campaigned in southern Nevada. He was never in Clark County. It just, you never saw him. He was a ghost candidate. How could you win an election when you're never here? That's the problem with the Republican Party. They don't put in the work. They don't have the work ethic. They don't have the, you know, burn through the shoe leather. Democratic candidates, you know, Jackie Rosen outworked Heller by a mile. And I believe that Sisolak, the Democrat new governor, incoming governor, outworked Adam Laxalt by a mile. And that's what I'm angry about, man. I support people. I give 110%, and they don't give 110% to me or us. They don't. Jerry, thank you for the call. Marie in New Jersey on line 4. Marie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Oh, we just have a minute to go? Marie, hold on. We just have a minute to go. We're on the way out, so we'll make sure we grab you first when we come up next in the last segment. I want to make sure everybody knows this segment was sponsored by Cinegenics. If you've been watching for a year and a half on Newsmax, you know the transformation of me, my body, my face, my mind. It's been unbelievable. These guys are the worldwide leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. anti-aging, i.e. defying aging. They taught me and re-taught me, re-educated me how to eat properly, how to exercise properly, hormone therapy, the right vitamins to take. I've dropped a lot of weight. I've added a lot of muscle. It's been a fantastic experience. You all see the transformation on national TV. If you want the Wayne Root experience, just call 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER as opposed to older. Who wants to be older? Doesn't everyone want to be younger? I lost about 10, 15 years the way I looked and the way I feel because of Cinegenics. 888-YOUNGER or go to Cinegenics.com for your free, no obligation consultation. Cinegenics.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
War now. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Thousands of caravan migrants in Tijuana being treated for health-related issues, including TB, HIV, and AIDS. I talked about this earlier in the week on my national radio show. I don't believe I ever covered it on the national TV show. Remember, I have 1 hour of national TV, and sometimes you miss some of these issues. Mexican officials reporting more than one-third of the 6,000 Honduran caravan migrants currently camped out in Tijuana are being treated for health-related issues. Some of the migrants are suffering from highly dangerous and contagious infectious diseases such as TB, chickenpox, and then, of course, HIV and AIDS. There's a threat of a hepatitis outbreak because of the unsanitary conditions with 35, I mean, I don't even want to think about this, 6,000 people, many of them with diseases, and 35 total portable bathrooms. Can I say yuck on national TV? Migrants who came with the caravan suffering from a variety of issues, 3 confirmed cases of TB, 4 cases of AIDS, 4 cases of chickenpox. At least 101 migrants have lice and multiple instances of skin infections. Migrants in the caravan announced a hunger strike Thursday morning to ramp up their efforts to cross the border. More Hondurans and Salvadorans are headed to Tijuana, Mexico, the city that borders San Diego, with the intention of crossing into the U.S. illegally. Folks, I always said this is about money and it's about the rule of law. It's about Democrats wanting open borders so these people are future Democratic voters. But now it's about disease, and they're going to stick them in classrooms with your children. This is so scary and so serious. And everything Donald Trump and Wayne Root ever said, the liberals made fun of us, right-wing watch made fun of me, turned out to be true. It is an invasion. They are here. They do have infectious diseases. They are mostly males. There are many criminals among them. There are people with AIDS and HIV among them. And they want to come here, and they want welfare for the rest of their lives. And it's an invasion of our country. You can make fun of me all you want. I nailed it. And the rest of you are liars and frauds on the left. All right, let's take some calls. Marie in New Jersey, I promised you'd be first. You're up, but keep it tight. I want to grab a couple calls, okay?
Okay. I just wanted to ask you, how was your Thanksgiving?
Wonderful. How was yours?
Mine was great. I made a 20-pound turkey. I made it by myself. My stuffing was veal, lamb, and ground beef, and capers, and cilantro.
Why didn't you invite me, Marie? Why didn't you invite me?
I had 15 people here, and I had the Christmas tree up, which is a 7-foot Christmas tree, a snow white tree with red and white, and everything was decorated for Christmas, and that kind of a meal I did.
Actually, I might surprise you next Thanksgiving and just pop into your family's house. I'm telling you, Marie, watch out for me. That sounds like a good meal.
And you can bring your family, too. You're welcome.
That'd be fun.
What I wanted to say, that once upon a time, I remember when I was a little girl, that I remember the name calling and how it echoed in my mind all these years, how it frightened me. And then as a teenager, and then I went in as an adult, and today I'm a woman, and I'm still hearing from the government and the pastors and the churches, and now I'm hearing different names like Nazis, deplorable, homophobic, bigots, racist. And you know what? These are lies, and this is mind control. I just want the people to know out there that this is mind control, and this is how they are actually separating the human race. But what they never told the human race was that the human race is royalty, that they're not what they were told.
Tell me what you mean by royalty. I have no idea what you mean by that, Marie. What do you mean, royalty?
Royalty. We have a soul, and we have an essence. We evolve. Imagine, just imagine, just use your imagination, that we have another race amongst us, or that we're not alone in the galaxies, because the astronomers say that there's 13, galaxies. There are 2 trillion galaxies out there. So let's say that they're amongst us. Imagine if they were. How would the human race survive? It's not going to be the government. It's not going to be Chuck Schumer. It's not going to be anybody in the government. We have to do it ourselves. And how do we do that? Right? The human race has to come together, no matter if they're black, white, whatever it is, whatever religion they are. We are special. We have to evolve together. And they are doing this just to divide us. Because this percentage of people that have the money, the billions and the millions, they think that they are the royalty because of their money. No, we are. We all are royalty.
All right, Marie, thank you for the call. You are a nice person, and I might just show up Thanksgiving next year. Get ready. Get the plates out for Wayne Rudder. By the way, when you talk about beings from another planet might be among us, I think Maxine Waters is proof that Marie is right. Let's take Don in Missouri. Last call of the night. Be quick, Don. You got about 30 seconds. Go.
Yeah, thanks for my call. I was wondering where the Bushes are, the Bush family.
You don't hear much from them anymore, do you? You don't hear much.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? For 8 years of Obama as president, the Bushes never criticized them once. And in the last 2 years of Trump, they've come out and criticized Donald Trump quite often, especially George W. and Jeb. They've made their jabs at Trump. I find it amazing. They never had time to say anything about Obama. They thought it would be classless to come at President Obama, let him do what he wants to do. He's the president. But they got no problem attacking Trump because the Bush family is the D.C. swamp and the Bush family is the deep state. And so you see the enemies that are arrayed against us. They're everywhere. They're the establishment GOP. All right. Thanks for the call, Don. The rest of you, Joe in Florida, Mill in Long Island, I'm sorry I didn't get to you. Hopefully we'll grab you on Monday. One more thing to wish you all a happy holiday again this week. Thanksgiving's over, but happy holiday to all of you. It's now the Christmas season. And we'll come back with another great show on Monday. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate all of you. God bless. Be safe. All the cops out there, especially. Be safe over the weekend. Bye-bye.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.